T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So it's time for other people's problems.
OPP for sure.
And Ben has got some sort of problem that he's going to let us solve for him, or at least try to. Ben.
Yay.
Tell us what's going on, man.
Hey, guys. So I am in the middle of an argument with my wife.
Okay.
We have a 3-year-old son. I want more kids. She doesn't.
Nice.
You know, usually it's the other way around.
Weird. Why do you want more kids? I mean, I don't want to say it like that, because I have 2 beautiful children.
Oh, I'll say it like that.
Why do you want more kids?
What the hell are you thinking?
Explain.
Because I think you have 2.
Yeah.
I have 1.
Yeah.
I don't want one. I don't want an only child. Only children are weird. They're weirdos.
Okay.
She doesn't want a child because she wrecked her body, but I want, why do I
whoa,
want?
Whoa. Yeah. You don't get to just glean over that.
What was that part?
Her logic is it's just because of her body?
I think pretty much, but yeah, she's done, you know, she runs the show as far as that, you know, I can't do anything about that.
Ben, you don't get to throw a grenade in and then now you're going to backpedal. You came on the air with us and now you're saying, she has said out loud, I don't want to wreck my body again. She said that to you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, she did a great job getting it back. It took her a while to get it back, but yeah, that's how she feels.
Okay.
But
good,
I'm like,
her.
I'm like, okay, we have one, you know, we have a 3-year-old son, but I don't want him to be a weirdo. I want him to have brothers and sisters. Only children are weirdos.
Okay. So we have several things we're going to have
right?
to solve.
Am I right?
I don't, Steve, do you want to comment?
I do have some friends that were only children. They are a little bit more, not self-centered, but they're so used to.
Why are you backpedaling on that? Because I would say they are.
Because that's what they were growing up in. That's what they're used to.
The universe revolves around you.
Not that much. The people that I know, but.
I meant when they were children. Like, so the people that I know that were only children.
Oh, they got all the attention. I see what you're
100%
saying.
100% of it. And then a lot of the people, this is freaky, but a lot of the people that I know who are only children grew up to want only one child so they could do this. They want to pass that lineage on.
My buddy's the opposite.
Oh, he went
out and adopted kids, married, got more kids.
I know who you're talking about.
Right? And now he's a ward of the state of all the problem children.
He's like a foster
parent.
Dude,
their house is nothing but children running around. That is so weird.
So he went the other way.
Other way. Most of them, you're right.
So can I ask you real quick, Ben, was your wife an only child?
Right.
No, she wasn't.
Okay.
So it's her body.
She has 2 brothers.
Okay.
She doesn't want to wreck the body again.
Whatever. I don't know what's going on, but.
And you're not on board with that?
Well, I mean, would she adopt?
With her brothers?
No. I mean, with her wrecking. If she wanted to, do you think she would let you have another child if you guys adopted it? Or she's a one and done. She's done. She just doesn't want to do it.
I don't think I could do adoption. I want my kid to have a blood brother or sister.
Okay.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You want what you want.
I mean, I get the body thing, but like, I know I'm maybe being selfish or whatever, but she looks great. She could do it again. She could do it at least one more time.
I have faith in her to get high.
You gotta do it now. We can't wait.
I want so badly to be on your side, but just, I don't know. It's just something about you that's like, okay, we're going to, okay.
I mean, I'm looking at my kid now and it's like, you know, what kind of weirdo is he going to be? Is he going to marry his imaginary friend? You know, I'm already looking at him and he's like, you know, he has trouble sharing. I look at the other kids and they're fine.
I get it.
He's like, get this weird selfish thing and like.
And you know what? It's going to reflect bad on you. I get it. But when it comes to
having
a parent,
siblings does change you, though. You and your sister, you have to, I mean, you have to admit there's, well, there's no way to compare it, but like you had a thing where you, she needed the bathroom or you, oh, that's right. You had a mansion. So you don't.
Yeah, we had our own. We were able to stay as separate as possible.
Okay. So, but for me, it was four boys and my parents, one bathroom.
Fun.
It changes. You become a less. So I'm not that I'm trying to defend Ben, because the way you're saying these things are like,
they're all weirdos.
Yeah, I mean, to continually say weirdos and like champion your wife. No, I think she, you know,
she's got it in her.
We'll get her a trainer. Like, I don't.
All right. Case in point. Let me make a case in point.
Okay.
Drew Barrymore.
Yep.
Elvis Presley.
Oh, you're
both
right.
Only children.
Yes, they were. And yeah. Elvis was supposed to be a twin, but that died in the womb. So
oh, my. Why do you know things like that? Know,
weirdos. Right? I'm obsessed with this.
Okay. All right. So then you want her to have another child, and you want to try to convince. So today's OPP is convince my wife to procreate again.
Right. Even though it's her body, and she said no.
Right.
Okay.
Well, now that you put it that way, never mind. We can't solve this
no,
one.
We can, yeah.
All right, dude. I think in a weird way, your heart's in the right place that you want that your son to.
You're looking out for your child. To, what's best for, yeah.
And I don't want to say to be more normal, but to be exposed. There's some wonderful things that come out of having a sibling.
Right.
I mean, there are times where I don't hear from my kids for like 3 hours and I'll go find them and they've invented a game and you're like, that's really cool.
Yeah, together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's being social. It's, you know, it's yes. You know, learning how to be a person.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Ben, I we're going to try to get you some advice based on some of your inflammatory and less inflammatory words. So hang on right there. If you're one of those weirdo only children, you're
Weirdos.
Welcome to call in
yeah.
and say that you're normal or whatever.
Right.
But I mean,
how do you talk? How does the husband talk a wife into having another child, perving the vessel to carry the child? When she's like, I don't want to wreck my body anymore. Now,
that can't be your only reason for not wanting another child, can it?
I know you're hung up on that fact, Slacker, too. So in your head, that should never be a reason to not procreate.
I can't say never, but it can't be the mitigating.
Is vanity?
Yes! Come on! I mean, for real, I know. Dude, I get it. We as men don't have to go through the biological, physiological, psychological changes. We don't have to do that. But if your entire reason for not doing it is I look good, I don't.
You're not buying.
I just don't like. I don't like that as the reason to not do something.
Okay.
But again, it's not my body. It's not my place. So I don't get to say. Them being weirdos, only children being weirdos, is not a great argument for them to do it. But having a healthy, like my son has two or three friends who are all only children. They're seemingly well adjusted.
Oh, I was going to ask, do you see?
I also see them as being 100% centric to their parents' lives. And like, then when they get in the, I don't think they're ill-adjusted among society, but I think there may or may not be problems when they get to a workplace where they have to.
Other people.
And share and do things where they might not be as adjusted as, say, you who has a sister, me who has three older brothers who are constantly holding me down and spitting on me. You're more ready for society when you've been. All right. So Ben wants his wife to have a baby again. She says no. She's already lost. I can't even wrap this up without. If you can make any arguments that might get him some favor with his wife, that's ultimately what he wants. Kelly?
Yay.
What do you think?
Okay, so I am the wife that told her husband no more kids. So we only have one and he's five. I had stressed for years about this decision because I come from a family with siblings. My husband comes from his family with siblings. But the best advice that I got was a friend said to me, Kelly, you've heard of only child syndrome, right? And I said, of course. That's one of the things I'm stressed about. He said, well, have you also heard of middle child syndrome? And I said, absolutely. And he's like, okay, how about youngest child syndrome? And I said, definitely. And he said, so no matter what you make is your decision, you're bringing a syndrome onto your kids.
Wow, there is a syndrome.
Learn how to, You just have to learn how to problem solve around that and anticipate it and be able to strategize in a way that your kid's going to grow up in a healthy way because you recognize the behaviors that you want to avoid.
Wow.
So you choose which syndrome. You got to read about each syndrome. Yeah. I think I want my child to have this one.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah.
But so can your only child, does he ever get called out for like not sharing, he or she?
Self-centered?
We've been really intentional about bringing him around friends and his cousins and really trying to bring him around a lot of other kids, even parents at home. So he's out with the neighbors all of the time, that kind of thing. So we really try and make it purposeful to connect him with other kids. So those things don't happen. But in terms of like why she might be doing this, the thing that I found I wanted multiple kids and ended up with just one is because that just felt right to me. It was an adjustment I thought that I was going to have, but one just felt right. So that's the only thing that I can explain in terms of why we didn't have more. But my family feels perfect. So
Kelly,
you go.
Is it okay for a mom not to want to have a child because they don't want to wreck their body? Is that kind of vain? Is that a little self-centered or is that okay?
I mean, I think it's one of the reasons, right? It can be really challenging to go through that. I don't know that it's vain. It's just a reality. But I would imagine that there's probably a little bit more to it than just that piece. I think that's, I really struggled in terms of how to vocalize why I was making the decision that I was. It took a lot of like soul searching to figure out why I just wanted to have one.
You sound so
like more surface pieces are easier to say.
Yeah, Kelly, thank you for the call. You sound so like you logically thought it out and congratulations. Thank
Good
you
for you.
Samantha.
Yay.
Yay.
What do you think?
So I have two different perspectives. I am from a melting pot family. I have a half sister and two adopted siblings. So I was kind of like an only child growing up, but my parents made sure I had social interaction.
Okay.
And I'm an educator, and it's not all about who has siblings as far as like the weirdos go. So it's, you know, the only kids sometimes, you know, if they've been socially interacting with others at a young age and been taught the right morals and values, they're some of your best kids. So I don't think that that point of view is going to win the argument. I think, you know, if that's your personal view, you should stick to it and hopefully it'll work out for the best. But that's just my two cents as an educator coming from a melting pot.
As long as they do, and thank you for the call, long as they do the things that the last caller, like keep them.
Acclimate them socially.
If it's just you two constantly doting on one kid, your kid's going to be.
That's not good.
It's not. They have to be around other kids and learn stuff. Kristen?
Yay!
Yay! What do you think?
So I have so many issues with this. I am married to an only child.
Nice.
Who has been nothing but a godsend for me. He is completely social. There is nothing weird about him. I have a brother, and I credit this to the fact that his parents raised him amongst a ton of neighborhood kids. So he grew up just as socialized as the rest of us did. Just because he didn't have a brother or sister doesn't make him any of a weirdo.
Okay.
And I have a ton of issues with this woman saying that she won't have a body or won't have a baby because of her
body. So that is a red flag.
What's wrong with that?
The good Lord put us here to have children.
What's the difference between
our built and our bodies are shrines for that?
What's the difference between her saying I'm not going to eat this piece of cake because it's going to wreck my body, and then I'm not going to get?
That's a valid question that I'm glad you answered.
Yes, I'm equating cake with a human being.
With a human race. But keep going, Steve. Would you like to put the shovel down?
No,
Because one is a food and one is a life.
Yeah.
They're both important.
Who could change the world? That little life could change this world.
That cake's pretty awesome, though, Kristen.
Thank you for the call.
Birthday cake.
Steve's memoir, now entitled, This Cake Could Change the World. You know, there were some only children we don't have time to get to that are saying, I am an only child, and I suck at life. You should have another one.
Yeah.
But the majority of people are saying, as long as you keep them socialized.
Right. Like you would with two kids.
And, the kid will suck less. So, Ben, ultimately, even if her reasons are vanity,
it's just fine. Everything
is her body.
And shut up.
Slacker and Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.